SBS Radio.
Saudara pendengar, pindah ke daerah pedalaman dapat menawarkan perumahan yang lebih terjangkau dan peluang pekerjaan yang lebih baik sambil membina masyarakat. Dan di seluruh Australia telah dibuat program untuk menarik para migran ke wilayah-wilayah regional. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Audrey Borge. Melissa Carbonell Fullerton pindah ke Australia dari Kolombia 10 tahun yang lalu. Ia menetap di Melbourne yang sibuk selama beberapa tahun sebelum memutuskan untuk pindah ke Semenanjung Mornington bersama suaminya.
I moved there because we wanted to see change, basically. So we just wanted to, I don't know, be in an area that's a bit more relaxed and quiet and away from the hustle and bustle of the city.
Alasan mereka pindah ke Semenanjung Mornington adalah agar mereka dapat membeli rumah yang tidak mampu mereka beli di Melbourne, dan juga akan lebih mudah berbaur dengan komunitas serta mendapatkan perasaan diterima di daerah pedalaman.
I think there's a lot of hidden opportunity for migrants in regional Australia. I think there's a diversity of jobs out there. You know, there's demand for people who are looking for entry-level jobs in agricultural industries, in services industries, in regions, in both big and small towns.
CEO dari Regional Australia Institute, Jack Archer, mengatakan bahwa selain keterjangkauan perumahan, prospek pekerjaan juga menarik orang ke daerah regional Australia.
What they'll find also in lots of places is really welcoming communities who are actively wanting new residents to come to their towns and, you know, kids go to school and be part of their communities. So I think there's a great opportunity for migrants to build a life in Australia that has a real connection to the Australian communities. Something that migrants have told me about is that, you know, living in the larger cities and in some of the areas which are really densely populated with new migrants, people don't have as many opportunities to connect to the broader Australian community, and one thing about living in regions is that you certainly get that great opportunity.
CEO dari Settlement Council of Australia, Nick Tabby, juga percaya bahwa hidup di daerah regional Australia mempererat komunitas.
The ability to get out of the city, to connect with the land, to get somewhere a little bit slower paced and a little bit more well connected is really attractive, particularly if they come from a location that was like that. So, you know, if you take into account that migrants coming to Australia have all range of different experiences and characteristics prior to their arrival, there'll be a huge cohort for whom living in the city is really not what they want.
Namun, Tabby mengatakan bahwa sementara ada banyak alasan bagus untuk hidup di daerah Australia, para migran mungkin harus hidup dengan kurangnya layanan yang tersedia bagi mereka di luar kota.
Number one issue that we see is that regional locations aren't always set up with the same level of service availability and delivery compared to the cities. So certainly for migrants who perhaps are in a more vulnerable cohort, such as migrants from a refugee background, it's much easier to access more services in the bigger cities.
Terkadang pindah ke daerah regional Australia berarti Anda tidak akan dikelilingi oleh komunitas dan bahasa Anda. Namun tidak semuanya begitu. Di seluruh negara ini telah dibuat program untuk menarik para migran ke daerah-daerah regional. Nick Tabby memberikan contoh di daerah Mingola di New South Wales, di mana para pengungsi Afrika telah membantu menghidupkan kembali kota itu.
A little town that realized they were fast running out of the community because people were moving away and so on, reached out to some migrants living in the city and said, hey, you know, why don't you come and live up here? And working with a settlement service agency, they actually facilitated that move.
Jack Archer juga memberikan contoh serupa di Pyramid Hill di Victoria, yaitu sebuah kota kecil dengan komunitas Filipina yang sedang berkembang.
New migrants are connecting with local job opportunities and helping to revitalize country towns. You know, the little town of Pyramid Hill, north of Bendigo, has now got its own Filipino fresh food store and specialty food store in a town that, you know, only has a very little supermarket itself. So people are so excited about how that's rejuvenated that community.
Melissa Carbonell Fullerton mengatakan pada awalnya pindah ke Semenanjung Mornington itu tidak mudah. Namun kini itu benar-benar telah menjadi rumahnya dan ia memiliki rumah di dekat pantai, bekerja untuk majalah berkebun lokal dan mengharapkan anak pertama mereka.
It was a shock at the beginning for me particularly, because I moved here to Australia 10 years ago, and that was a big shock for me in making friends and stuff and finding jobs, etc. So for me, moving to regional Victoria was felt almost like migrating again. So it was a bit hard to adjust to that again, but it wasn't as bad as I thought, and it took me less time to get used to it. I had the language on my side now, so it was easier for me to find jobs and friends.
Jika Anda berpikir untuk pindah ke daerah regional Australia, Jack Archer dan Nick Tabby mengatakan Anda harus melakukan sedikit riset untuk menemukan area terbaik untuk Anda. Hubungilah pusat migran lokal Anda untuk melihat apakah mereka dapat menghubungkan Anda dengan peluang di wilayah regional itu. Setelah Anda mengidentifikasi tempat-tempat yang Anda minati, hubungilah council lokal dan periksa apakah ada pusat sumber daya migran di sana. Dan sebelum membuat keputusan apapun, Archer menyarankan Anda pergi mengunjungi tempat tersebut.
Make a bit of a short list, talk to people in their networks, then make contact with local organisations and take a trip out there and talk to some people. I think you'll get a great response if you take the time to go and visit a community and talk to the locals and see what the opportunities might be. You know, it's a really practical thing and you know, like moving anywhere, it's better if you get a chance to have a look at a place and really get a sense of what it might offer before you make the big decision to move.
Anda juga dapat menghubungi Regional Australia Institute yang memiliki sarana untuk melihat dan membandingkan ekonomi lokal di situs webnya di regionalaustraliainstitute.org.au.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.